Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
No trees, no grand coyote, no birds, no bees, no... Smell the flowers, touch the sky, feel the ocean's lullaby. Hear the bird's song, and you'll know why. We have to choose. Kill the engine, walk to town. Carbon footprints in the sand. Choosing isn't always losing. Choose before the planet's ruined. Choose. Saving the world in a desperate situation. Saving the world with the power of education. Saving the world must be the cause of every nation. You have a voice. You have a choice. So choose. Taste the water,
taste the water.
Feel the breeze,
feel the breeze.
Bees are buzzing, breathing trees,
breathing trees.
Choosing isn't always losing. Choose before the planet's ruined. Choose. Saving the world in a desperate situation. Saving the world with the power of education. Saving the world must be the cause of every. So choose!
No fish, no trees, no grand coyote. No birds, no bees, no grand coyote. No fish, no trees, no grand coyote.
No birds, no bees at all. Radiation in the sky. Glaciation on the slide. Choosing isn't always losing. Choose before the planet's ruined. Choose.
Saving the world in a desperate situation. Saving the world with the power of education. Saving the world must be the cause of every nation. You have a voice and you have a choice. So choose. No trees, no grand coyote. No birds, no bees, no grand coyote. No fish, no trees, no grand coyote. No birds, no bees, no grand coyote. No fish, no trees, no grand coyote. No
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shuki Wright Show. Oh my gosh, wait, you're on the air today? Yeah, I am. Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Shuki Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Super Bowl Sunday. This is not your typical day, folks. So let's not pretend that this is just some regular Sunday that I'm just sitting here in this chair doing this radio show. It's not your typical Sunday. It's Super Bowl Sunday, for God's sakes, all right? So for everyone that's getting hit with snow in the Boston area, pucker up. Because yesterday, we got teased with 60-degree weather, and today, we're basically being slapped across the face like an angry spouse, reminding us all that we live in New England and it's still winter. That's exactly what this is. No cap, no nonsense, and that's the reality of the world that we live in regionally. Warm enough yesterday to maybe throw the pigskin around the commons or maybe go for a nice little stroll in the public garden. And today, it's snowing, reminding us all that we're still in the middle of what I like to call it, the dreary winter in Greater Boston and New England that no one likes, but it sticks around like the unwanted cousin. So, with all that being said, it's Super Bowl Sunday, folks. Yes, the single greatest sports spectacle in the world happens tonight. Call in. The phone lines are open. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. That's the number to call into the program. Let us begin by talking about the Super Bowl. I wasn't here last Monday, and I didn't really get the opportunity to discuss here on these airwaves. I did it elsewhere, but wasn't able to do it here. My thoughts on Super Bowl 56 that's happening tonight, 6:30 p.m. kickoff, NBC. It is going to be a doozy of a game. I expect that it will be a doozy of a game. And I'll tell you this. As I was making my way here this morning, I was thinking about some of the things I'm going to be looking out for tonight. And some of the factors that could very well determine this game as to how this game would either be won or lost by either the Rams or the Bengals. And this thought that just keep popping back in my mind, the one thing that came to mind was, well, offensive line versus defensive line. This game is going to be won in the trenches. It's not hard to see. Because all week I've heard over and over again, well, the Bengals offensive line, weak. Absolute weak. Rams defensive front, staunch, dominant. And now, as we sit here, just under 6.5 hours till kickoff of Super Bowl 56, it's not hard to see why I said that this game will ultimately be won in the trenches. Offensive line versus defensive line. Both sides, you could make stake and claim to that the game will be lost either by your offensive line or by your defensive line. I'm going to start with the Bengals. The Bengals defense, if you've been paying attention this entire postseason run, they're not world beaters. They're not guys that you look across the line of scrimmage and you say, oh my God, I fear that guy, I fear that guy. But they are the type of defense that I like to call as opportunistic. Very opportunistic, and a team that will make the big play at the most opportune moments. That is literally the Cincinnati Bengals defense in this 2021 postseason run that has led them to Super Bowl 56. Think about it. Go back to Wild Card Weekend against the Raiders. Opportunistic defense. Go back to the game against Tennessee. Opportunistic defense. Go back to the game, the AFC title game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Opportunistic defense. Every one of their wins, their defense has made at least one opportunistic play on defense. Whether it be a tackle for a loss, a big sack in a critical moment, or a big interception. That has been the story of the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, let's look at the other side. Rams offense. We all know about the story of Matthew Stafford. We all know about the journey that he had to undertake in order to get to this point. Matthew Stafford entering the 2021 postseason was 0-3 in his career in the postseason. But the thing that I keep looking back on throughout this entire postseason run is that this is a Rams team that offensively has gotten remarkably better. And it's not hard to see why. Here's why. When they lost the number one receiver, Woods, a lot of people feared that this was going to be over. But Cooper Kupp, in a historic season that he had, there's a reason why. There was a reason why the other night that he was acknowledged at the NFL Honors Award. There's a reason why he is considered to be by far the best receiver in football. There's a reason why that he, Odell Beckham Jr., are the two receivers that are going to be under the spotlight tonight in the Super Bowl against Cincinnati. But it all comes back to Matthew Stafford. The decisions that he makes. The choices that he makes. As much praise as I like to give Matthew Stafford, he has been far from flawless during this postseason run. I mean, after all, you can give him partially the blame as to how the Rams nearly blew a 27-3 lead to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the divisional round of the playoffs. The offense stalled in that game, helping Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense to stage a comeback that they nearly completely pulled off. And even then, Matthew Stafford nearly lost the game on that final drive. So, with that being said, when you think about Matthew Stafford in this game, you think about the Cincinnati Bengals defense, opportunistic, a team that's going to make plays. They're going to make the big plays at the right times. It matters. In the Super Bowl, everything is magnified. The small plays that lead to the big moment, the decision making that leads up to the big moment. That'll either make or break your Super Bowl legacy. That's exactly what this is going to come down to. Now, not to be completely forgotten, you got Joe Burrow under center and the offensive line of the Cincinnati Bengals. If there is an offensive line of the Cincinnati Bengals that I am truly concerned about going into this game, it's this current Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. I wasn't worried about the offensive line in the game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I wasn't worried about the offensive line in their game against the Tennessee Titans, although Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times in that game. I wasn't worried about it when they played the Raiders. But this game I am concerned about, and I'm going to tell you right now. Look across the line of scrimmage and you got the Rams defense. Where the hell do you begin? Where do you begin? Oh, they have some guy named Aaron Donald that I'm sure everyone who's a football fan in the world knows is the best defensive player in football today. Bar none. Hell, you can even make a case that he's actually the best player in the NFL right now. That's how dominant he is. Oh, and another guy. I forgot. That's right. Some guy named Von Miller who has some experience playing in the Super Bowl before, right? With Denver. He won it all back in 2015. He won Super Bowl 50. He's part of that dominant defense that was featured in Super Bowl 50 in the 2015 Denver Broncos. Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, yeah. So not only that the Bengals offensive line have Aaron Donald to worry about, but also they also got to worry about Von Miller. Oh, and another thing. I forgot. That secondary. Jalen Ramsey? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that same cornerback who was part of that 2017 Jaguars team, that cornerback, one of the best corners in the league right now? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am more worried about the offensive line of the Cincinnati Bengals more than any other aspect of any either team in the NFL in this Super Bowl right now. Because I have to wonder, do they have the guards and the tackles to be able to contain Von Miller and Aaron Donald? We can sit here and say, no, they don't. Or, yeah, they do. But here's the truth. You and I are not going to truly know until Super Bowl 56 tonight. But if anything else, it goes back to my point. This game will be won or lost in the trenches. It's really that simple. It's not rocket science. I don't think it's a hot take. It's really the God honest truth. The ultimate chess match that I do think that Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, is going to have to partake in tonight is the offensive line. How do you match up against Aaron Donald? And how do you match up against Von Miller? All the while making sure that Joe Burrow does not throw in the direction of Jalen Ramsey as well. So, if you have any thoughts on Super Bowl 56, here on the Super Bowl 56 edition preview of the Sugar Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, call in at 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I'm here with you until 1 o'clock, so this is a very, very abbreviated show today. I'm only here for the next 45 minutes. After that, I am gonzer. So call me now. I will be here tomorrow in my regular slot from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It will be a Super Bowl recap show plus touch on some other topics as well. So that will be a full-fledged regular show. Today is just the Super Bowl I'm going to be touching on. If you got any thoughts on it, do not be afraid to call my line, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. Coming up next, who has more to lose? Someone's got to lose this game. Who has more to lose tonight? I'm going to give you my take on that. Coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free From Radio on the Super Bowl Sunday. Streaming wide, nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
I
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. That's the number to call into the program as we are here with you at a special day and time, Super Bowl Sunday, as Super Bowl 56 to be played tonight, 6:30, NBC. Cincinnati Bengals, Los Angeles Rams. How are you feeling about the game? What are your thoughts on the game? Call me. I'm here with you until 1 o'clock. Only here for an hour today. Many of you who follow me regularly on my regular schedule program know I'm on for 2 hours, but today is only for an hour. Only for here for, until 1 o'clock. So we got roughly maybe another 30, 35 minutes here with you until 1 o'clock. So if you got any thoughts on the game, call me. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Now, there was a question that I posed towards the end of the first segment that I really want to have the opportunity to talk about with you. And I want you to really, I do mean really, think about this deeply. Because in sports, we all know there's a winner and there's a loser. The nonsense of everyone's a winner is absolute bullcrap. Like, that's just some participation trophy nonsense that we've heard and that we've been fed time and time again. From the professional sports, there's winners and there's losers. And it's truly a shame that someone has to lose this game tonight. Point blank. And that led me to think and really pose this question. Someone does, in fact, have a lot more to lose than they have to gain. Is it the Rams or is it the Bengals? Because there is this one thing that I've heard a number of times this week that I really want to destroy and dispel this notion right now while I still can. And that is, well, if the Bengals lose tonight, they'll be back again. How do you know? How sure are you that that will be the case? Because next season, we know for a fact that the AFC is going to be stronger because even though the Patriots did not go very far in the postseason, I think it's a fair expectation that they are going to take a step forward next season. And then also, yeah, Justin Herbert to worry about with the Chargers, also in LA as well. So there really is no guarantee that the Bengals will be back again. Because you still got a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City that, even though he had that colossal choke in the AFC title game, he's still the best quarterback in the game right now. Which brings me back to tonight's game, Super Bowl 56. I want to present to you both cases. Let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals, since I've already started talking about the idea that some people have that if they lose tonight, they'll be back again, right? So, the Bengals. Joe Burrow is that dude. I think by now, if you haven't figured that out, that is a you problem. If you haven't been paying attention, that is a you problem. If you haven't realized the fact that Joe Burrow truly is one of the elite young quarterbacks in the league right now, and it just so happens he'd be playing in the AFC as well, you have some homework to do. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are arguably the best quarterback receiver duo in the league right now. I said what I said. And I know there are those that are going to say, well, what about Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp? I would say they're even better than Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. My reason simply is as follows. When you have a young quarterback and a young receiver who so happen to have played with each other in college, they have that chemistry already that's long withstanding than just this season. They already have that on the field, like unspoken confidence, and as well as that unspoken awareness of, oh, I know where he's going to be. I'm going to just get the ball to him. And what makes Ja'Marr Chase even more dangerous than Cooper Kupp? Yards after the catch. His speed after making the catch is truly unlike anything else that anyone else has in the NFL. I'm not going to debate on that. So, when you talk about Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, T. Higgins, C.J. Uzuzama, who I expect will in fact be playing in tonight's game after being injured in the AFC title game. The Bengals are the team that I look at offensively. They're stacked. They've got talent. The offensive line could be better. And I think they will find a way to ultimately not allow the Rams defense to be a big factor in this game. But from a legacy standpoint, for Joe Burrow to get to the Super Bowl in year number two is nothing short of incredible when you consider that this is the same guy who's coming back from a torn ACL from a year ago in 2020. He was having a pretty damn good season prior to the ACL being torn during the 2020 season. So with that being said, the Bengals, I don't want people to fall into the trap of thinking they're going to be back. They may be back again next year or soon after. With the way that the AFC is going right now, I'm not so sure if that's an automatic guarantee. But then, at the same time, this is a team that's built years to come. Meanwhile, I do think that Kansas City is going to take a couple of steps back within the next couple of years. Why? Because of the salary cap. Why? Because of the amount of money that Patrick Mahomes is about to start getting paid with that monstrous contract that he signed, making him the highest paid quarterback in the league, and deservedly so. I would also say this as well, and just think about this for a moment. Kansas City, we've looked at for a long time, I should say for the last few years, but yes, in the NFL terms, that is a long time, and say, this is a team that should get to the Super Bowl year in and year out. No questions asked, or at least to the AFC title game. True. But given the salary cap and what the salary cap situation is going to be, how confident are you that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be able to continue to have the high level of success that they've had in the last three or four seasons. Honestly speaking, my confidence level is not very high. Now, as far as the Bengals is concerned, I am concerned about how are they going to be able to keep their young core together. When I say young core, I'm talking about Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, those guys. And they got to do something about this offensive line during the offseason. I believe that they will. Now, let's look at the Los Angeles Rams on the other side of the ledger. The Rams, they put all of their chips towards the middle of the table, and they said, you know what? We're going to sit at the gambling table, and I'm not a gambler, so if my analogy seems a little off, pardon me. But we're going to put our chips towards the middle of the table, all hands on deck, royal flush for 2021. They go out and they trade for Matthew Stafford. They traded away their quarterback, Jared Goff, for Matthew Stafford. And they traded away a first-round pick as well. They don't have a first-round pick until 2024. True story, which really blew my mind. So basically, the next 3 years, they don't have a first-round pick in the NFL draft, not just the 2022 NFL draft, but 2022, 2023, who knows about 2024. So, they go out and they get Matthew Stafford. They go out and they acquire Odell Beckham Jr. They go out and they acquire Von Miller. Man, I'll be the first to tell you, if they lose, if the Los Angeles Rams lose this game, it will, in fact, go down as an unmitigated disappointment. It will. Because they essentially mortgaged their entire future for this one season. And in sports, oftentimes they're not. When a team and an organization mortgages a future for one particular year, it usually blows up in their face. It usually does. It rarely ever works out. So, the Rams, they're going to feel it. They're going to believe it. That they have to win this game. If they lose this game, the psychological damage that will be for the Los Angeles Rams, the fans, the organization, it'll be huge. It would be absolutely damaging because they invested everything into this season. They're not worried about next season. They're not worried about two seasons from now. They're worried about right now. This is their best chance to completely prove and validate why they went all in for this season. That's why I wholeheartedly believe that the question that I pose, who has more to lose, the Rams or the Bengals, is a very legitimate one. And frankly, I believe that the Los Angeles Rams have a lot more to lose than the Cincinnati Bengals. The pressure is on the Rams for the reason that I literally just mentioned just seconds ago. You invest so much into this 1 year and 1 year only. You're expecting a return investment on that 1 year. And if you don't, man, that disappointment is going to take years to get rid of. It is not going to happen in one night. It is not going to happen in a month. It's not going to happen in an off season. It is going to take years. Because the reality is you don't know how this season is going to look or how this team is going to look next season. You and I know the reality of the NFL just as well as any other fan and media personality there is out there. How a team looks one season may not look the same the following season. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are an anomaly to that rule, especially in the salary cap era. So the Rams, they have to be feeling all of the pressure today as they get ready for Super Bowl 56 tonight. You talk about the defense, as well as they played by and large part this season, especially after getting Von Miller from the Denver Broncos. How could you honestly not think for one moment that this team knows what the potential damage could be if they lose this game? And there is not a single player on the Los Angeles Rams who has more pressure on his shoulders than Matthew Stafford. None. Matthew Stafford wanted to be traded out of Detroit. He was 0-3 entering this postseason. 0-3. He's won 3 playoff games. He loses this game. There is no guarantees that the Rams will get here again. There's no guarantees that Matthew Stafford will have the same success that he had this season. Because he had a pretty darn good off on regular season. He had a pretty good postseason so far. But the harsh reality is that Matthew Stafford asked to be traded. He came to L.A. He has the team around him. And if for some reason that they ultimately come up short, I think it damages his legacy. It damages his legacy as the guy who got to the big game after not winning a postseason game in his career prior to 2021, and he could not finish the deal. Those kind of deals and those kind of storylines, it's pretty hard to shake off if you ask me. Now, if you want to call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Here with you until 1 o'clock today on the Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to continue the show. We're going to take a music break. Coming up next, we got to talk about what is the one aspect of this game that you are going to be keeping your eye out for the most. I'm going to tell you exactly what my thoughts are. Coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Metro Touch Freeform Radio.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bum, bum, bum. I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I've been hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my...
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Yeah. I'm out that Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
These beautiful girls, they only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal when they say it's over.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over. Dark, ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Oh, we didn't care. We made it very clear, and they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine. You're one of a kind, but you mush up my mind. You are to get declined, oh Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. '99, watching movies all the time. Oh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Oh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind, but you mash up my mind. You have to get declined, oh Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn, all these beautiful girls, they only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over, now we're fussing and now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted, and I don't know how to make it better.
Make it better.
You're dating other guys, you're telling me lies. Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind, and I don't think it's clever.
Think it's clever.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Super Bowl Sunday. I know a lot of you are getting ready to go to the Super Bowl party tonight, or maybe you're just staying in the house to watch the game and whatnot. Whatever you do, stay safe. It is snowing out there, and... Man, I'm expecting this game to be a complete epic matchup. I'm not asking or hoping that this game will be a blowout. I'm hoping that this game is at least competitive. And another thing, please, before I forget. Please let the commercials be as good as this game could potentially be tonight. Please do not disappoint me, Super Bowl commercials. If nothing else, if people aren't interested in the game, I know for sure that most people are going to be watching for the Super Bowl commercials. That's usually when you see the best of the best commercials of the year tonight on Super Bowl night. So, if you're not following me on social media, I strongly suggest that you do. Follow me on Twitter, at Shukri Wright, at S-H-U-K-R-I-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. Follow me on TikTok, at Shukri Writes, same thing, S-H-U-K-R-I-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. My TikTok has exploded in the last several days, so I am looking to add more followers to that platform as I learn more about how it works and the different algorithm that it has versus Twitter or any other social media platform. And Instagram at S Writes Radio, S-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. R-A-D-I-O underscore. That's how you can follow me on Instagram as well. What is the one thing that I'm looking for in regards to tonight? Because there are so many different factors as to what will ultimately make this game memorable, what will make this game unforgettable, and what I believe is going to be the single determining factor as to how this game could truly become an all-time classic in its own right. I'm expecting and looking for this game to be a shootout. I expect that both quarterbacks are going to sling it down the field. I mean, we both already know that Joe Burrow, I mean, he's got the arm. Matthew Stafford probably throws the best deep ball in the league. I expect that both quarterbacks are going to air it out tonight. And given the weapons, I don't think it's unrealistic to expect that whatsoever. I mean, you got to think that Cam Akers is going to be a force in this game, right? I would think so. I'd hope so. You got to think that that CJ Uzomah, if healthy, should be a force in this game, right? Joe Mixon, I think he might strike. He might struggle a little bit, you know, running the ball against that Ram defense, but I think he should be fine. Which now brings it back to the quarterbacks. Joe Burrow and as well as Matthew Stafford. I expect those two guys to completely air it down the field. They got the weapons. They got the receivers. Stafford. You got Odell Beckham Jr. and Cooper Kupp. Joe Burrow. You got Ja'Marr Chase. And as well, you got T. Higgins as well. And I also believe that both quarterbacks are going to put on a show. And I believe that the quarterbacks are going to be center stage tonight. I really do. Neither quarterback has been to the Super Bowl before. But I should also note that Joe Burrow has never lost in postseason play, college or NFL. Joe Burrow is 7-0 all time. In college football playoff, or should I say NFL playoffs as well. I think his record all time is 7-0. So I think not being affected by the big moment and being able to come up in those big moments have prepared Joe Burrow extremely well for this moment and for this type of magnitude of a game tonight. If you told me that a few weeks ago that Joe Burrow was going to end up in the Super Bowl, I don't think I would have believed it entirely, but I'll be the first to tell you that Joe Burrow has passed every single test that has come his way this postseason. Playing from behind, being able to rally his team, his teammates around, being able to find a way to get the guys going, especially on defense. This is not a great defense, but this postseason, the Bengals defense has pulled what I like to say a 2006 Indianapolis Colts defense. They weren't great during the regular season, but in the postseason, they came up huge time and time and time again. That's exactly what you're seeing 15 years later in Cincinnati on the defensive side of the ball. And I do believe that the defenses on both teams are going to struggle tonight. It's not the offensive line that is going to struggle for the Cincinnati Bengals, excuse me. If anything else, what I do think is going to be the secondaries. Because I do think the secondaries could be had on both sides. But if you're going to ask me which secondary do I give the deciding edge to in this game, Rams or the Bengals, I'd go with the Rams. But are they unbeatable? No. The Rams haven't played a quarterback like Joe Burrow's this entire season. I think the first few minutes are going to be a feel-out process as to, you know, how do you attack the receivers on both sides? You know, how does the defensive coordinator scheme up the defense in cover two or man coverage or zone coverage? The first few minutes, I think, is going to be a feel-out process. But I do think that this game is ultimately going to come down to the play of the quarterbacks. I don't think it's crazy to even admit that both quarterbacks could very well throw for over 300 yards in this game. But as I said, someone's got to lose this game. And it's a shame because both teams and both quarterbacks have had such a phenomenal amount of storylines coming into this game. That theme song means it is time for Final Thoughts, brought to you by yours truly, Shukri Wright, on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Super Bowl 56 tonight. It's the big game of the night. There's no question in my mind that the Bengals are the team that America is rooting for tonight. I am personally rooting for the Bengals to win this game. I want the Bengals to win this game. I want Joe Burrow to win that Super Bowl for the city of Cincinnati, for the Bengal fans who have waited 30 plus years to get back to this game. It's their time. This guy shows no fear, no sort of trepidation. Here he is in the biggest game of them all in sports, ready to deliver Cincinnati a championship that they haven't experienced yet. Meanwhile, the fans of LA, they are ready. They believe that it is their time. They have invested so much into the season. And I'll be the first to tell you, you can invest as much as you want into your team, but sometimes it doesn't necessarily always result in a championship. That's just the truth. So, with about 75 seconds remaining in this program, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals to win this game, and I think it's going to be 33-29 Bengals winning this game. And with that being said, it's time to wrap it up right here on the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I will be back here tomorrow, regularly scheduled time, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll talk about Super Bowl 56, the winner, the loser, what happened, and everything else from the fallout that is Super Bowl 56. It has been a blast to do this show with you on Super Bowl Sunday, a blessing indeed. Happy to have been able to do this show. I will talk to you all tomorrow afternoon and evening on the regularly scheduled Shukri Wright Show from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch-free from radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Happy Super Bowl Sunday to all of you. Stay safe. Eat a ton of wings, pizza, all of the great foods that this country has to offer. Enjoy it all tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Holla at your boy. Peace out.